Hof Zion Mount Feshven, Thursday the 4th of November, the Nickelberger Rebbe Shlita, Harav Yosef Yepil Yechel Lebovitz. If and how to give Musa to your friends.
My Rebbe Rebbeisai, Kol Kehila Kadisha Hadayin, B'di B'chol Asar V'Asar. The question that was now asked, if we should give Misr, I don't think if it's a question, because it's a Befeirish Mitzvah in the Torah. And it says not once, that we learn in the Gemara, so definitely there is something very important about Indian of Misr Mechiyach Tzidah. Now the question is how? Shlomo HaMelech tells us Al Toichach Leitz. You should not give Toichach for a Leitz. Pen Yisnu Eku. Maybe, because if you're going to tell him Teichoche, he will hate you. So what should you do? Hoichach L'Chochem. You should say Musar for the Chochem, for the wise guy. Ve'yehel Veku. There's no question he will love you for that. This passage is very interesting. In the Torah it doesn't say a chilik who you should be mechiyach or not. It says, if you see a habla, you should say Musar. And here Shloime makes a separation. No. For the leitz, you should be not mechiyach. How is it possible? The Torah never said that for a leitz, we should not be mechiyach. Adrabba, who needs more techuche? The leitz needs more techuche than the chuchem. The chuchem won't do averis. The Leitz is keeping on doing things that is not proper. He should get the Techofa. So what does Shlomo HaMelech say? Al Toichach Leitz. It's like he's being Oikir Adobar Min HaTorah. And the reason is, Pen Yisnaeku, maybe it'll hate you. Where does it say in the Torah, by any mitzvah, that we should keep away from the mitzvah because maybe somebody will hate us? It's enough. Simas Hagoyim, the Goyim hate us because we're doing mitzvahs. So we should stop to do mitzvahs because they hate us. And on the other hand, Hoichach L'Chochem V'Yehaveku. Why does he have to add on the word V'Yehaveku? He will love you. So it looks like this is the reason you should say the Techochem, because he will love you, and if not, you shouldn't. Bechlal, the inyan fin Teichoche is a very sensitive thing. What we see in practical life, if someone is always busy to criticize everybody and find something, weak points in everybody and tell them, look, you're doing wrong, nobody likes that. And the outcome is a person who is busy with everybody's failures, that people hate him. And not only hate him, they will say, look, you're not perfect. All these things that you are looking to find by us, we can have a whole list on you that you're not perfect. So then, what is this whole thing? That you're being the Mechiyah, you're God's police. So what is the way for Hoichoche? And Bechlal, the Torah says with a condition. The Torah says, L'sisnu sechichu b'levechu, L'sisu ol afchait, al tevayshoi b'rabim. So this is definitely not the way how to say Techoche, to go and yell at a person, hey, you're doing something wrong. Because you're being mevayish b'rab. So what is the way? The Heilige Rebbe Reb Zisha and Rebbe Lemelech, the two holy brothers, they had their own way of mechirta. As we know, they went from town to town, they came in shul, and they had the Heilige Oyden, holy eyes, they saw everything. Instead of saying miser for that person and telling him, look, we see you have done this aveira and that aveira and that aveira, instead of that, it's like Rav Zusha would say, oi Zusha, Zusha, bista zoizindi, and he would start to bring out all the aveiras that the other person did. But he wouldn't say it towards him, he would say it on himself. Oi Zusha, stradachun gei madin v'cheshbun, Zusha, venestish and shivati. And you could imagine that person just listening. His holy tzaddik comes and mentions aveiras, it's impossible that the Zusha did. And then he starts to hear all his own aveiras, automatically. He was so misoider. The Chuba said, Rebbe, all these aveiras that you're mentioning, it's not yours, it's mine. Please give me a Seder Chuba. I'll definitely do Chuba. But that was so sweet. He didn't be Malbim Panei Chaveira Rebbe. He said it on himself. But it had the great effect that the person did Chuba completely. I think, how did Rebbe Zusha come to this gewaltige invention, how to say techoche, and this could be a remez in the Torah that says hoicheach techiach. Why does it say double? Hoicheach. If you want to say musar, tell it for yourself. Tell it to yourself, and when this other person will hear that, that will make the biggest effect. Techiach asim seichu ba'al tavai sheberam. And you won't be Mavash Baram. Excuse me. Behemoth the Baal Shem Tov, the Heilige Zayde, the Baal Shem Tov, he used to say a gewaltige klal. A person who is holy and never sinned, he is in Azar, big Madrege. Such a person has such holy eyes that he can never see anything bad. Mamash, he can never see anything negative on another person. And it's a pasuk in the Torah. Even Bilam admitted, Lo hi be toven be yankev leiro omol be Yisroel Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzavukas, he doesn't look at the Aveira because it's so holy and there's no room to look at something negative, something of Klippos. There is Oisis, the Rebbe Akiva, who mentions, so how does the Mekatrik, being Mekatrik to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, that this person did this Aveira, he will never say in front of Hashem, the Aveira. Because Hashem is so holy, there is no room to say something negative. He will say, this person did something that he needs to do, this kind of tshuva. And for every Aveira, there is a certain derech tshuva. So Hashem used to say, somebody who never sinned will never see any Aveira on anybody. If Chaz v'Shulim, once he sees anything bad, that the person does anything negative, he should make a cheshbon nefesh, because it's min hashamayim, to show him that he has the same problem in a different way, and he has himself to do tshuva. The Baal Shem Tov told a story about himself, that once he saw a balagola, a very simple Jew, that did Mechalel Shabbos in front of his eyes. Instead, the Baal Shem Tov should go and scream and yell, "Hey, Shabbos!" Instead of that, Baal Shem Tov got so disordered. How could I see on a person to be Mechalel Shabbos? That must be that I did something similar. And he made a cheshbon nefesh on himself. When did I ever be Mechalel Shabbos? And he went through since when he was a kid till now, and he couldn't find that he did Mechalel Shabbos. So the question is, how is this theory working? He never did Mechalel Shabbos, and now he sees a person doing Mechalel Shabbos. Until Mamash, he asked a Shailas Cholom, and Min HaShemayim, the answer came, yes, the Heilige Baal Shem Tov was nechshul in something that is similar to Chilul Shabbos. What is that? He heard somebody is making fun of a Talmud Chochem. And a Talmud Chochem is Bechinas Shabbos. And he didn't say a word. He didn't stop that person. He shouldn't continue. So, for such a holy person, it's considered like a Chilul Shabbos. And Min HaShemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmonus on the Baal Shem Tov that he shouldn't pass away from this world without tshuva on this small chait. They showed him somebody else doing the same thing, Chilul Shabbos, and that's what had been a ma'oyer to do tshuva on this chait. The Baal Shem Tov, the Heilige Baal Shem Tov, used to explain it in a very nice motion. Like a person who was born deep, deep in the woods. He didn't have a normal upbringing. He ate from the woods. He slept there. He didn't see any normal life. When he grew up, as you can imagine, he was... His hair was growing with his nails, everything, and his face was dirty. He never washed himself up. Mamash, it was a pachet just to look at him. One day he walks and walks until he gets out of the woods. And the first thing he sees is a nice house. He goes in, it's very interesting, he never saw such a nice house. He goes in, the first thing what he sees when he opens the door, a big, nice, clear mirror. He never saw a mirror in his life. He didn't know what it is. But one thing what he saw there a very interesting person, Mishana Habrius, a Ben Odom that looks like a Bahama. So he looked at him, hey, and he started to speak to this person. Hey, you know, your face is so dirty. It's impossible to look at you. It's so ugly. So, and your hairs, can't you make your hairs a little nicer? And he says all these things. He sees the other person does the same to know everything what he does, but no sound. So he thought that he's mimicking him. He's just trying to make a joke from him. Oh, you show me this, I'll show you that. He got very angry and told him, look, you can't go on like this. You're so dirty. And he takes his cane and shows him, look, if you're going to make fun of me, I'm going to give you with this cane. And he sees another person that does the same thing. He gets so upset, he doesn't wait a minute, and gives him a clopping cup around. And what happens? This whole person is not there anymore. But there was a big clop, and the glass broke. He didn't know what's going on. He thought that the person just ran away. The balabos, he heard this big rush, the koilas, he came running in. Look, what's going on? He sees this Mishana Habrio. It looks like a gorilla. and with the cane, and ask him, what happened? He explained to him, look, I don't know, I saw somebody there, and you couldn't look in his face, and I told him exactly what happened over here. And I hit him, and he ran away, he's not here. The Wolfus looks, I go out. You didn't see another person there. That was glass, clear glass, that was only a reflection of yourself, your own self. It took a long time until he could put him in his head that he should understand that this wasn't this other person, it was himself. And he told him, no, there was a person here, he ran away. He said, no, it's you. You know what? I'll show you a shower. Take a shower, and I'll cut your hair. And then come, I'll show you another mirror, and we'll say what you're going to see there. So, in a few minutes, he showered himself. He became a little clean. He cut his hair, his nails. He comes to another mirror and sees, oh, that's the same person, but he looks now different. Completely different. He had a haircut. Now he's clean. Said, now, don't you see, it's not another person. It's you. Whatever you see is you yourself. So this is what Hashem Tov is Mazur. Whenever we see anything wrong on another person, we should remember, it's not the other person. It's us. It's myself. It's only a wake-up call from heaven to give me the opportunity to do tshuva. That's why they show me and another person what happened with me. So the Shem Tov says, if you want to be mechiyach other people, mechiyach. Tell the Musa, the same Musa that you want to say to that person, tell it for yourself. Then you will see how this other person will also change. Mechiyach is a mechiyach. Don't be mevaza him, don't make fun of him, or don't say lashon hara about him. Because it's you yourself. Would you like people should talk on you lashon hara? Would you like people should scream and yell at you and to be mevaza you? The same thing you don't want. It should be done to you, don't do it to other people. The whole tachlis is to take the musr for ourselves. Shloima HaMelech is not coming to be mevatel this mitzvah from Techoch. He only says how and what is the best way to be mechiyach. Al toichach leitz. Don't ever be mechiyach this other person and tell him, hey, you leitz what you are, you're a bad person, you are a balavera. Because if you will talk in this language in a negative way, then it's no echo. It's very possible that they will hate you. They'll never want to look at you at once. They will fight against you. So what you will accomplish, instead of this person to improve himself, you're going to add on another avera of sinus. Sinus Yisrael. He will hate you. And not only he will hate you, he will make the whole town hate you. So this is not the tachlis of Techocha. What is the tachlis of Techocha? Hoichach lechochem, the al-shachtav, it's very sweet. When you want to tell somebody to improve himself, tell them in a nice way, you are a chochem. You are such a special person. You are such a special heilig in the Shoma. I don't think that this, what you did now, is proper, is the right way to do it for such an exceptional person. When it will be Hoichach L'Chochem, you will talk positively with that person. What will be the outcome? V'yavaku. He will love you. So not only that your words will do the right shlichus, it will make it this person to take in consideration what you're telling him, he will love you. So you will add mitzvah gereres mitzvah, that it will be more ahavas Yisroel. And this could be a teretz. How come, it says in the Parsha, Yitzchak and Rivka had these two sons? It says, Vayehav Yitzchak as Esav. Yitzchak loved Esav. So of course, Esav was a Rusha. How come he loved him? Why did he love him? That could be that Yitzchak knew if he will say Musa for Esav every day, it will only have a very bad impact and he'll get worse. We find even Yaakov Avinu said that to his oldest son Reuven. Reuven, Bechori, why didn't I give you Musa until now? Because I was afraid. If I'm going to keep on saying too much Musa, you're going to run to your uncle Esav. Over there, you'll feel home. I didn't want you to push you away from the way of Torah, the Torah way. So we see there is some kind of thinking about it, that this is not a way to be levaza a person and to scream at a person, to yell at a person, and to tell them in a negative way, because this is only pushing away. There's a lot of stories that people who got scolded and yelled at, they just were being merichik min haTorah. And there's a lot of stories in a nice way that when the chukah came in a positive way, that it helped, it made the right impact, and people got better. There's even a story of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, somebody came to Rabbi Akiva Eiger and told him, you know, a few of your mispalalim, and even the Rosh Hakul, is sitting late at night and is gambling. Misachik Bekuvia, that's one of not the best things. It's possible Eidus. He couldn't believe it. It can be. Okay, Rabbi, you don't believe us? Let's come. You will see with your own eyes. He comes, he knocks on the door, and the Meshuras opens the door and brings in Rabbi Akiva, and these people sitting there, you know, with all the cards and money on the table. Rabbi Akiva came in, and they got so frightened. Oh, yeah, the Rabbi is here. And they didn't know where to run, where to hide from Busha. Rabbi Akiva looks at the money and goes, oh, such tzaddikim. I think you're really concerned about the Talmud Torah in the city that needs money. So you gathered here to put together a little fund for the Talmud Torah. And they said, yes, yes, Rabbi, yes, this is what we're doing. So instead of them being mevuyish, they took the whole money and gave it to Rukivit for the Talmud Torah. And from then on, there was no gambling anymore in the city. That was a gewaldig nice way. I'll just conclude with a sipur that I was there. My stepfather, the holy Skelen Rebbe Zichrone Livracha, he was a great Oyev Yisroel, a tzaddik emes. He went to visit one of the great rabbis in America, the Krasnerov, Rabbi Lichtenstein. And I went with him. The Krasnerov told him a word from a Friedrich Gödel that we are all waiting for Mashiach, but nobody knows that when Mashiach will come and Mashiach will be Moirach V'doin, the Gemara says, Mashiach, you don't have to tell him nothing. He will smell. With his smell, he can judge. He will know everything. And when he will smell that bad smell that's coming out of this Olam Hazeh from so many Averis, he will just turn around from where he came from. he wouldn't take it, this batsman. There's so much averus today. And he ended up this vort. And there will be very little people that will run after Mashiach. Other people say, okay, he's not interested in us, let him go. This is the mimer that the Krasner Roof said over from the Sfrir Gugol. The Sgven Rebbe gives a krechts. When we go out from the Krasner Roof, he was already out of the house, he told me, Mipnei HaKovet, I didn't want to be Mo'ir on this work, but I think that it won't be like this. Why? Because it doesn't say in Pasuk Vayorach Vehirichoi Ve'Averus. It doesn't say that Mashiach will have the smell for Averus. What does it say in Pasuk? Vehirichoi Beyiras Hashem. Mashiach's smell will be only in Yiras Hashem, only in the positive things, in good things. This will be his smell. He won't smell Averus. So if he won't smell Averus, he will smell some Yiras Hashem from it. There's still Yidin that have Yiras Hashem. And even every Yid has some kind of Yiras Hashem. That will pull him to come closer and he won't run back. So we have to remember, if Mashiach, the greatest Mifcha Sheba Anishi, will be in this Madrega, that he won't look at our negativity, he won't look at our Averus, he will look only on the positive side. We should go in this way. Start your day with the Torah way, and let's see on each person, as Rebbe Rav Meir says in his Twiller, Shenire kol echot ve'echot malas chavereinu. Let's see only the malas from every Yid. And there's so many. You can count those malas. B'li shir v'loi chesreinim. Don't look at the chesreinim. And then we will not be busy to go around and be mechiyach everybody. We will be mechiyach everybody to say, Miki amcho Yisroel goy echo be'oros. Look Hashem, even after so many years in Golis, almost 2,000 years, and still, and so many tzores that we went through, so many harigois, so many shchitois, sreifas, and still there are Yiddish kinder, and they're interested to sit and learn, to have it, to start your day with the Torah way, and all those mitzvahs and masim toivim. Could it be something more than that? Could we ask for more than that? And the time has come already. And I wish to help him. That every single Yid, whoever he is worth to have all the bruchas, the gashmias, the bruchnias, to have oirach yomim, shnois chayim, gesund, in shefa bruchu atzlucha, in Nachas from the Kinder. There was a story, somebody was busy always to say Musa for everybody. The Ruv asked him, why are you going around to be Mavaza everybody? I mean his Toiva, I only mean his Toiva. I want him to improve himself. The Ruv said, told him, did you ask him if he has money to pay his bills? Did you ever come across in your mind you want his toiva? Did you show interest in his tzoras? No, only ruchnias. Be busy with your own ruchnias and busy with the other gashmis from other people to help. I should help them. We should all be helped. And zeichet to be some shiach that kind of a mehayre by a mehayre. Oh my!